as a beer man. No, I'm joking. I'm going to do that later. This is the Fish Fry Radio Show, and this is Bonks. I am the worst player in the world, and I'm joined by the four greatest players in the world, Brokeneck, Kissapig, Glitch, hey, and our special guest, Collide, from South London, right?
Right, from South London.
How in the hell did you find seals?
How do you think? Through a man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the story.
Bingo Bob.
Oh my god, he's a player here.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays tournaments. Was that your introduction to Bitcoin too?
Yes, it was. Well, my introduction to Bitcoin became because I met Bob. And he's always been called Bob. At school, he was called Bob, and he was called Silent Bob because he's always been quiet. So anyway, we met on the permaculture course, and then it was him that introduced me to Bitcoin. I was already interested in alternative currencies because obviously
yeah,
we need it. And I was doing all sorts of things. You know, I was into bartering, and I'm into growing our own food and gift economy and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it was him that introduced me to Bitcoin as well. So we've got him to thank.
How long ago was this?
Well, 2 years ago I met him, and I moved up there in – I moved to Manchester in 2012, that fortuitous year. So, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, was this is this your first like poker experience, or have you ever have you played poker the whole time?
I've always played cards as a kid.
Okay.
We ferociously played cards, so I've always known about cards. I've only been playing poker for 2 years, and only seriously for about a month and a half.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. I'm fairly new on the scene, but I started playing on Seals on your old site about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and I just did a few games. I was working a lot, and I was working long hours. Working in a care home. We used to play online together.
So I have heard that you're a writer.
Am a writer. Yes. Yeah, wow. I wrote a poem for you lot the other day. Or was it today? I can't remember.
What do you write?
I write poetry, and I blog, and I write mainly on Facebook and things like that. Hmm. So I haven't actually done a big series of writing yet. I'm kind of coming out. I've been undercover for a long time. I'm a bit like a butterfly.
Like J.K. Rowling?
Like that.
Did I say that name right?
You did. She's a good people.
Yeah.
She's a good woman. I like her very much.
So, Necky, I interrupted you before.
No, that was my question. How long she had been playing poker, but why I'm here. Do you teach your kids poker? Do you encourage them to play? How do you feel about teaching your kids poker?
Yeah, they're all being taught poker. They're all being taught to play cards. It's a philosophy. Poker's a way of life, and it's how I've lived my life.
You distinguished before that there was a difference between cards and poker. What games were you playing before poker?
Shithead. That's one. Shithead, blackjack, patience, cribbage. We like cribbage. All sorts of stuff. Solitaire, clock. What do you want me to do? I used to play chess as a kid.
Oh, okay.
I've always played games. I was quite an insular child, so I spent a lot of time doing craft, and I spent a lot of time reading, and I read an awful amount of books, shocking amount of books. I asked Bob, he can't believe it. And playing cards and games. So that's they've always been passions of mine. So
That's cool.
And yeah, nothing's changed. I'm still a big kid, basically. And then, of course, there's my real passion, which is my real passion is I'm a performing artist. So I'm a dancer.
Oh, really?
I'm a movement worker. Oh, yes.
Huh.
Red dancing shoes. I do. So I do flamenco and all sorts of hot things.
What's your favorite kind of dance?
It's free movement dance. I've developed my own practice over the last 20 years. So it's called Collide. Yeah, Collide comes from a movement practice that I've developed, which is part breath work, part movement work, which is free movement, which is based in yoga and other practices, Tai Chi, Qigong, and performing art, so physical theatre. So I've developed my own practice, which I'm just about to release. So here we are on a radio show and I'm releasing it. But yeah, I've taught dance classes before and I studied community performing arts. So that's taking art into the community. So yeah, I think life's an art.
That is, yeah. Why collide though? Are there collisions? Are there planned collisions?
Oh, you know, I've just come out of hospital, and you knew that the police took me there.
I didn't.
Didn't you know that? Oh, you do now.
What happened?
I was performing in the street, and I got arrested and taken to the hospital. They assumed that I was drunk and mental. Yeah.
The life of an artist.
The life of an artist, I'm telling you. I was just out on the street. I was giving lessons in the English language. I was telling them what certain words in the English language meant. And we were just about to have a law passed in England that would have written them, which would have allowed them to frack everything.
Wow.
I was in the street desperately protesting and explaining to people what this law meant. And it had something to do with the kids. And it was, getting quite emotional.
You're not talking about the pornography thing.
No,
right?
I'm not.
This is something
about.
Different.
Why every time I come on Seals does it end in filth?
But wasn't there a law passed? I'm not sure everybody knows that there was wasn't there you have to opt in to see porn on internet, right?
Well, I think you should really. I'm all for that, to be honest. If you want to see porn, well, let everyone know that you want to see porn if that's what gets you off.
So then what was the law that you're talking about?
The law that they were going to do was to bring in, right, you'll have to remember that I was being fed information at the time. Because my computer, so I was being fed information at the time live, and I had just gotten through, and they were using the kids and the games. It was the shortening of the language. It was using capital letters. And it was using shortening abbreviations, and it was also using the word presenting and currently. So currently, in the full English language, in the canon law, as it stands, currently means I hereby present to you here present this person. That's what presently means.
Huh.
Here I present to you. So they were trying to present what can only be described as genetically modified people. This is all quite serious. I don't know if you were wanting a jolly show.
No. It's very...
That's what currently means, and that's what they've done to the English language. They've dumbed us down so much that people don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying, and they don't know what they're doing. So all these people were signing petitions about common law and not paying this bill and not paying that. I'm sorry, people. I'm going to have to take an item of clothing off. I've got a bit hot and worked up.
It's all right.
That's fine.
Why do you do that?
Play spoken.
I'm going to remind everybody that
the fish
15
fries
minutes.
Are, yeah.
Yeah. 15 minutes until the fish fry starts.
Okay.
Once as always, there'll be a bounty on every player. In the Fish Fry Radio right now box, Broke Neck, Glitch, Collide, and Kiss a Pig. I have a 10-ship last longer, so if anybody wants to be in the last longer, we currently have five players.
Ivan shipped me chips to Brokeneck. Yeah,
send them. I put it in the chat.
Sorry, honey.
We had a question from the rail. Collide wants to know, do you have any videos of your dancing on YouTube?
Fortunately, no. No, I've done things. I've done things very quietly. And, I mean, there are films. When I've been at festivals, like, for instance, I was at Dance Camp Wales. So no doubt there are films somewhere, but not under my name. I've never catalogued them. I don't have anything locked. Things that I do are generally spontaneous, and they're usually filmed in the street or at a festival or at a party. But other people have them, not me.
Did you tell me what the injury was that you sustained?
When?
When you were in the hospital? Oh, okay, never mind. There was no injury.
There was an injury from me being in hospital. I'm battered.
Oh.
I was covered, absolutely covered in bruises, pinch marks, they put cuffs on me. Yeah, I didn't have any smacks to the face or anything like that. I could barely move my wrists and the bruising from where the cuffs had been lasted for a week plus, and grab marks all up on my upper arms. And I felt like I'd been rogered up the arse. Don't know where that came from. Fish fry is cancelled. Who said that, Havoc?
That's
he's just trying to rock the boat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's just trying to rock the boat. Right, that's a weak and feeble. Let me deposit. No, let me transfer to Brokeneck.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What is your favorite poker game, Clyde?
Oh, I love Open Face Chinese. I love it. And I love No Limit Hold'em. But I love Open Face. I also I love playing short stack. I love being short stack. And it must be something to do with being from London, because Victoria likes it too. I watched her win that second one, you know, that second EPA. Four.
Victoria Corn, yeah. Is that her name?
Yeah, that's the one. And Vicky, Queen Vic.
How about this? Who would win in a fight? Luke Schwartz or who's the guy that won a lot from London, the young kid?
Jake Cody.
Luke Schwartz or Jake Cody?
Oh, that's difficult. I couldn't predict that. You know, I'm rooting for Cody.
So you know who all of them are?
No, I don't. Say the other ones then, because you said Schwartz.
Yeah.
And who else?
Jay Cody. I was thinking of somebody else. I can't think of his name. He played in the high roller events. I just forget. I think he came in second place in the last one.
I'm not great with names. I'm not great with names. I never forget a face.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Do you go into the London casinos?
No, I've never been in a live casino ever. No. I want to, desperately. I want to go to Vegas. I want to go to Ugly Coyote Bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you been to the US?
No, never.
Really?
I've only been outside of Europe once.
Where to?
I went to Fuerteventura, Canary Isles.
Nice.
I've been around Europe, all around Europe. I've only ever been outside once.
What?
I'm still a dirty smoker. I do apologize.
That's all right.
Oh, that's allowed and recommended for the fish fry. What seal keeps you up at night?
Stop it.
Well,
that's hard. Brokeneck's one of them. His voice, man, it's too much. Sometimes I'm listening to Brokeneck and I have to leave.
That's awesome.
He's a proper cowboy, and he was him the one that sat in the background when I first came on live for the first time. It was him that was sat in the background going, he said, I'm a real badass. So it was just, and I think he is as well. So, and he's got a labradoodle as well. I mean, what are you to do? But apart from that, you all do, you terrible bastards. Always keeping me awake, playing poker, getting me hooked in. Goosley, there's another one.
Take the money, take the money.
Kiss a pig.
Yes, dear.
You're all
I'm
of
just
you.
Here for the money. Just give me all the money.
That's ridiculous. So,
I was going to ask, there was Beaver Willie was in here one night. And Beaver Willie is from, he lives in Australia.
Beaver Willie lives in Australia. Yeah, but we're from the same hometown. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I'm missing my DJ. I wish I could DJ.
There's about 7 minutes until the start of the fish fry. Reminder, I got a 10 chip last longer if you want in. We're up to 6 entrants now. And there's a bounty on Kiss a Pig, Collide, Glitch, Broke Neck, and Box, Box, Box.
Right, yeah. Can I just say for the record that I am new. Can you not gun for my ass so much?
Oh, you have so money on it. There's a bounty on you. You're gonna be hunting.
Oh,
you.
But that's how poker works, though.
There's no getting away from it at all. You're gonna gun it. You're gunning.
You well, sometimes you want that though. Sometimes
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm just awesome. Making sure that I am in it, aren't I?
Yeah.
I haven't found a button.
Yeah, you're registered right now. We have 33 entrants and 6 minutes till start.
Just 33.
Oh, it'll that's fill up. Yeah.
You want to be at my starting table because I'm usually out first or second or third, being the worst poker player in the world.
That was hilarious the other day when we were calling you a slut.
Me?
Yeah, bonks, bonks, bonks. What is and you were talking about having to get a new landlady because of the bonking sounds.
I don't think I was here for that.
I don't know if I was either.
So you were calling me a slut behind my back. That's okay. I don't have a landlady.
You don't have a landlady.
Yeah. I wish I did, but I don't.
Okay. Okay. You'd have her as well, would you?
I think you got him mixed up with Kook.
Right, Kook. Kook's
poor,
funny.
Poor Kookie.
Kook makes me laugh. We sit there for hours sometimes. And then I put a soundtrack on and he's probably played it at the same time. This is what it feels like anyway, because it's so finely tuned that when there's a beat in the music, he comes in with one of his sounds. So we've sat there for quite a few hours. I'm just pooping on doing my own thing and he's there. He's coming in with his Jedi sounds. I like him. Kook's one of my favorites.
Kook and I live very close. He in Connecticut, me in New York, and we're going to get together and play at a live casino at some point.
That would be so nice. I'm going to come over as well. I'll tell you what, I've got some serious business to do with Seals. I'm a bit disappointed in Seals at the minute, just for a minute. I am. I'm Seals with cleavage. Where's Spike Check? Where's the women? Why haven't I got the mama account? That's what I want to know.
Oh, having said that, Dr. Beerman has a question. He wants to know if you consider yourself a cougar.
No, I'm a jaguar.
What's the difference?
There's quite a lot of difference. You have to read certain books and then you'll know what a jaguar is. Cougar's something else entirely. Is that what you're referring to? The fact that I'm an older woman that will teach. A cougar teaches young men. She experiences them so that they can pleasure other women. That's what a cougar is. I'm a jaguar.
So
I'm not giving you an explanation for that one. You'll have to think about it and you have to research it.
Well, I find it in the same section in Amazon that I find my bear porn in.
By the way, you can delete things from your Amazon history so that it no longer suggests to you all those bear romance novels if you do want to get them out.
I actually just stopped going to Amazon.
That works too.
Is that like, a political reason? Are you going there because they don't pay tax?
Another question from one of the fans, Collide, from Catmaster.
Hi, Catmaster.
He wants to know if you would adopt him. Would you adopt him?
Yeah, I would. I'd tickle him behind his ears as well. And he's under his chin.
Did you know, for the last 7 years, there has been a program called the Adopt-a-Bonks program, and nobody has – actually, Glitch has. Glitch has tried to, but he failed at the government office. They wouldn't let him because of his inability to groom a bonks.
Groom a bonks.
Because all bonks are metro.
That is wrong. Groom a bonks. That is just – that's like get a room. It's just totally wrong. Oh, that's like.
So what I was
saying. Wow, we love three stuff. It's not right.
If you have infinite space to adopt cats and bonkses, you know, that program exists. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that is except. Why haven't I got a table up?
Oh, it's 10 p.m. You're right.
It's
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry,
I was getting excited. I was wondering.
And the fish
fry
is off.
Luna Starseed. Did you see how I took them out earlier? Luna.
Luna Starseed is a woman.
Yeah, Luna. Bless her. I had a full house. She would not let it go. That's what a woman's like.
All right, don't go.
She will not let it go.
Don't call a feminist on this site.
No, it was good.
We're not going to have women-only tournaments here. It's an anonymous site. The whole deal is that you don't have to talk about things
bullshit.
Like that. Women's-only tournament. I can't even imagine that. Oh, my God.
Can't you? We women can. That's because you're a man, sir. You can't imagine it because you're a man.
No.
I imagine.
So discriminatory.
I just imagine very nasty rail.
Yeah, whatever.
We could ban the rail.
If the women were in charge, we'd ban the rail. Wouldn't we? Wouldn't we, yeah. Luna?
Grind. So the tournament started. We got 43 entrants. I had six people in the last longer.
Front makes your position on me. Damn it.
And I do. I get Luna Starseed and I are making a Collide sandwich. I also got Kook at my table. Tip.
Cold Sun. That's nice. Cold Sun. Oh, Salazar. Played Salazar earlier.
That's his name. Sam Trickett.
Sam Trickett. Yes, Sam Trickett. Oh, and who's the other guy? Come on. Neil.
Oh,
McCracken?
Ern McCracken?
McCracken, I think, or something like that.
How about isn't Stephen O'Dwyer Irish?
O'Dwyer. I love Stephen O'Dwyer. I always shout for I'm always railing for Stephen O'Dwyer. Always.
Yeah, that motherfucker's good.
He is good. So who is it? Neil? My son would know. That's how good my son's been raised. My son would have his name like that.
I used to be like that.
Yeah, I know. And then you smoke and things.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Does he have glasses? Does he wear glasses?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was the guy that during a cash game, he opted not to run it three times and he was way behind and it was set over set and he rivered quads to win.
Right.
Wait a minute. You talk about Mustafa Knit?
No.
Because he's winning everything right now. He's winning hand over fist. I think he made like $7 million in the last 2 months.
Wow.
He just won the Sunday Million on PokerStars.
Wow.
He just won the Sunday Million. He won a high roller in Vegas. He won like three different things within the last 2 months. $7 million, I think, inside of 2 months.
Wow.
That young German guy.
Fader Holz.
Yeah, he's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a sicko. I didn't know who it was and played with him in Las Vegas, unfortunately, this past summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hadn't really kept up with online poker to the max or followed the really young badasses nowadays on Stars. And oh yeah, he was at my first one of my sit and goes I played. If I would have known it, I would have played a lot different.
Got a couple of questions from the rail. Lou Bama wants you to say "Roll Tide."
Absolutely not. Never.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Catmaster wants to know who your favorite snooker player is.
Oh, the Rocket.
Snooker player is Ronnie.
Ronnie Rocket.
He's not my favorite snooker player. No.
Do you have a favorite darts player?
Yeah.
Seriously, because over there, darts is a big deal.
I used to play darts. I love darts.
So do
darts
I.
Darts over there is like baseball. Here.
I have thrown 180 once in my life, just once.
We'd have to get into how that makes a difference because nobody knows what that means.
It's the highest you can get. It's 3 darts and treble 20.
Oh, 3, okay. Triple 20s. Triple 20s. Yeah, you get 180 points. I got it.
I did it
so
once.
It's the highest score you can get, and I've done it once in my life.
Is that harder than bowling a 300?
I've never bowled a 300. I don't know what that is.
It's probably the same.
Do I think he's got a higher ace than me? Yeah. Has he got a higher ace than me?
Am I allowed to answer the question, or is that for Collide?
There's nothing quite like that in poker, in a tournament or whatever, a perfect game. You'd have to, like, bust everybody every hand you played or something like that.
You'd have to have a dirty dealer.
Well, if you got a royal flush, four of a kind, and one a hand, full house over full house, all in the same tournament, that would be like a triple. Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We should make little cards, like little achievements and things.
So, Big Ryan has 3 300s, he claims. My dad wanted me to be a bowler when I grew up. The most irrational thing I could think of. But anyway, that means I bowled a lot as a kid, and I put in so many more hours than darts and never bowled a 300. It's because I'm a mental midget, though. That's why. Same reason I'm the worst poker player in the world.
Bonks. Back when I was working, I was reading the newspaper and I was checking out the sports section, and I saw where someone with my exact name had bowled a 300. And I ran around the office telling everybody I bowled a 300.
When you're Michael's name.
That means you have when you bowl a 300, you have to buy everybody drinks, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like getting a hole in one in golf.
It's not something I would say.
So does that means there's more than one kiss a pig out there?
So what else do you play and or watch sports wise or games wise?
Games wise.
Yeah.
Are you asking me? Or are you asking everyone that's an outside person?
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm asking you.
Okay.
Come on.
Tennis. My daughter, she watches Formula One. She watches tennis. She watches all the athletics. She watches football. So
cricket?
Oh, I love cricket.
I have no clue how it works.
It's quite a complex game. A couple of years ago, I went to see one of the famous cricket commentator who does the radio. His name's just gone out of my mind. Damn, that'll be the wine.
Andy Salterman?
No. He's an old boy. We went and saw him. It was just an audience with him. It was superb. Oh, Roy will be kicking me. Roy's my friend that was here staying with me. You know, he was on the film when we was on cam the other day. Anyway, he's a great cricket connoisseur. He's a wine connoisseur as well.
What's your favorite wine? What wine are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a very, very nice, it has to be said, Rosé Bordeaux. And I did mention that they were, exactly. Very, very nice. Oh, shit, I've just lost my table. Shit, come back.
Collide, I was wondering if you knew who this guy, he goes by Donald Trump. Are you familiar with him?
Of course I am. Don't take me for an idiot.
Jesus. You know what was really interesting?
I was aware of idiot Trump. My father was on the scene all those years ago. Yeah. I mean, what is that all about? That is a farce, isn't it?
Oh, Hard Time was in the Discord chat the other day, and Brokeneck asked him who he wanted to be president. And he right away goes, oh, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, holy shit. Even in Bangladesh, they follow U.S. politics. It surprised me I didn't.
Well, you're such a world power. You're such a big, bad bully that we've got to keep an eye on you. It's absolutely fucking horrendous what America's done to the world.
Oh, I don't disagree. But
I know.
I can't believe that you have the attention span for it.
Oh, who's got the attention span? We don't keep a close eye on it.
USA. USA. But
you knew who Trump was before this year, right?
I knew him back in the day with Trump Towers and Ivana. Trump.
He was fucking up Scotland's golf courses, wasn't he?
He's been fucking up things since he got here on this platform.
Oh, there's a good question. Did you follow the Scottish Vote for Freedom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was rigged.
Yeah, it was.
It had to be.
It was rigged. I'm going to have a bit of chocolate.
Nice.
Is that your go-to meal for poker?
Yeah. My go-to meal is wine and chocolate.
Dark chocolate is the shit.
Oh, box. Just doubles up in the fish fry with this aces over tens. Remind you that there's 10 minutes left in late registration.
And there's 5 chips on everybody, so come at me.
Yeah, there's bounties on everyone on the show right now. And there's 47 players remaining.
47 now.
Yeah.
48.
We just had a late entrant.
Come at us, bros.
God bless you. It was for devils. All right, so Joan L. just asked me a question at my table.
Lady Joan.
Up.
What'd you say?
Let's just get a sip of wine. That chocolate's a bit strong, you know.
The speakers, my dear Joan, are Bonks, Glitch, Kiss a Pig, Broke Neck, or Necky, and Collide. I am Bonks.
I am Glitch.
I'm Collide.
I am Kiss a Pig.
And I am Broke Neck or Necky.
Necky.
We are the ones that you should come at.
Yes.
Come at me, bro.
And Spain agreed to come after me.
Oh.
But not at me, just
someone
after me.
Please come at me. Lunar star seeds come right at me with a queen. You never guess what I've got.
Don't say.
I can't say. I know I can't say. I'm okay. Calling. I have to.
Scared.
No matter. Oh. I had a straight flush draw. Of course I'm going for it. Straight flush draw. I'm going for it every time. Of course I am. Two cards.
Collide exits the tournament.
Oh, 48th
place.
Who got her bounty?
Luna Starseed.
Awesome. We will take note of that and we will pay bounties after the tournament.
Lovely. You know that I'm here for the chat. So I was in the game. I loved it. Every second of it. I love poker.
It wasn't that many seconds.
Right then.
I'm joking.
That cost me quite dearly, didn't it? Because in the last pool. I didn't need to have lasted in that pool.
You didn't last. There was no lasting.
I got moved.
I've got a meeting at 11. What's the time? Oh, loads of time.
I'm at Glitch's table now. There's a beer man at this table.
Raising under the gun.
La la la. Let's go watch him.
Now you got a little time to yourself. Do you have anything you want to serenade us with?
Me?
Serenade you with? Who's got the guitar?
That would be Glitch.
You can't play the guitar on poker.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way on a live show because you'll hear it later than it's being heard on the stream and there's delays.
There's delays and everything. You edit and everything.
You'll have to karaoke it.
All right, then. I can do that.
It's a very long story. I was going to say, Dr. Beerman and I carry on back and forth, and there's a long story, and I'm not going to say it, but I wrote a song about Dr. Beerman, and I'm not drunk enough to sing it quite yet. The whole thing. It would take 3 minutes, and it would just get weird. So maybe if I finish this full bottle of Pinot Noir.
Nice.
You might hear me sing, but not right now.
So, okay.
No, don't say sorry. It's okay.
No, I want to hear you sing it. And I want to sing something as well. I'm just thinking about what you want me to do. I'm thinking about it.
If you're going to sing something, Kale, if you're going to sing something, sing something that sounds really British type with the...
Well, I was thinking something Irish, like...
Ooh. Yeah, something Celtic, sure.
Yeah.
Also, is it Celtic or Celtic?
I say Celtic. It's up to you. Both work. But I always use the hard sound, like cow.
All right, since you do pay attention, who do you want to see president?
None of the above.
Okay. That's fine. Fine answer.
What was this fucking farce we had here? Coalition. What a joke that was. No, it just needs to be a whole new different setup. There's no president.
I'm having trouble with my writing. I'm sorry, Clyde.
Sorry.
No. I would say I'm having trouble with my write-in candidate. I can't decide if I'm going with Box, Box, Box or Kiss a Pig.
Where are we?
Ooh, I could be president?
Ooh. Yeah.
Cool.
President.
I think you'd get more votes with Kiss the Pig.
Sure. I'm older. I look more classy.
Experience, yeah.
That's nice.
I look like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Sure. A lot of them look like they think they know what they're doing. Doesn't necessarily mean that they do. I like Bernie Sanders, actually. He's all right.
You're feeling the burn?
I'm feeling the burn. Yeah. If anyone's going to do it, he'll do it.
You're not worried about the afterburn?
Yeah.
There's got to be a joke. There's got to be a joke out there because Trump wears a burn and Bernie would give him rug burns.
Yeah.
Rug burns.
Early on in this election, I was nominated for vice president as Bookish's running mate, but she disappeared.
Okay.
I guess she left the race. So I wasn't informed, but I'm not a vice presidential candidate anymore.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I would have voted for you.
Especially well, you wouldn't be getting me.
Oh.
You'd only be getting me as vice president. I don't know what they do.
There are 2 minutes left in late registration. Currently,
really? I have
56 entries and with 51 players remaining on 6 tables.
Don't we ever do, what's it called? Second buyers?
Re-entries?
Yeah, re-entries, re-buys.
The software doesn't currently allow that. But okay. I'm sure they would like to implement that in the future.
Yeah, so re-buys and re-entries.
I'd like to ask certain people questions. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
How do you do that? We can't because it doesn't go out live.
What's the questions? What do you want to ask?
I'd like to ask Luna Starseed and Nancy and Spycheck. A couple of questions. I'd like a ladies' meeting. I would. And Marley. Nah.
Maybe we can organize a ladies-only tournament. Get your guys your own little Discord room.
Just to check. Because I think it needs, I think there's a little bit of attention being needed.
I said, you just got, did you just get moved to table six or were you already there?
No, I got moved.
You got moved there. He's playing against Scruffy Dog, which my father signed up SWC today and he's playing.
Yep. He's doing okay for himself right now, too.
Apple don't fire far from the tree.
You've been teaching your dad poker? That's not fair.
No, he taught me.
Great. I got him on my left. Great.
Good luck. Hopefully he's a regular.
I just got back. I missed the Broke Dead. Broke Dead. Broke Dad. That it should have been his name.
Broke Father. The Broke Father.
Broke Dad. Broke Neck's dead. I missed the story.
He just was at Kissapick's table. And they said hey to each other.
How long has he been playing?
Poker? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. He doesn't. Hasn't really played any large tournaments, mainly just for fun and for low dollar tournaments. He doesn't put near in the time to it that I do.
Okay. So this is, you're just reversing us and he's played for 20 years.
Yeah.
And all the casinos around the world.
The apple don't fall far from the tree. That's what I told Kissa.
Yeah.
So his chart will be coming to a website near you soon.
Yay.
Seals Clubhouse.
Do you know what? I was going to open a second account. I was going to call it Break Back.
Break Back.
Oh, competition, huh?
Necky.
Collide in that, in my Amazon thing, one that comes up all the time is Brokeback Black Bear.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I had him down as a proper cowboy anyway.
I ended up reading it. And did you? It was the sexiest book. No, I'm joking.
Really? Oh, geez.
I could never make it through those. It's not about cowboys that love each other. It's about humans that morph into bears.
Lovely. me and the boys watched one of them films.
Do you have to opt in for that, or is it just on regular cable?
We opted in. It was something in the bear. But it was about three Indian brothers. And they were all hunting. One of them got killed by a bear. So the younger one hated bears. And then he ended up being morphed into one. It was beautiful. Really beautiful film. Oh, sounds I think I might good. Like that. It is. It is very good. Very good. Stuff for the kids.
I just received a recommendation for a book called A Billionaire Dinosaur Forced Me Gay by the esteemed writer Hunter Fox.
Okay.
I have to make You're sure making I read that one.
No, the link's, You're not making... the link's in main chat.
And he asked me to read the description on air.
Wow, no.
No?
This is stupid.
Okay.
Okay, master.
My God. I wanted to go to NYU. Sorry. Go ahead.
Late registrations come to an end. We had 56 entrants. We thank everybody for playing.
Oh, Boxy.
Be the chip leader.
You are the chip leader. You beat out ignorant. Nice.
And Beerman has a book that he recommends for you in the main chat box as well.
Get Your Head Out of Your Ace. Black and white edition. The No Mucking Around. Texas Hold'em Guide.
You should really get your head out of your ace.
That's fantastic.
Wow, Dr. Beerman, that's so clever.
It's been so nice listening to all your voices. It's been really, really delicious, actually.
Yeah, I have to say the same about you.
Yeah. Jaguar.
So what was it again? A cougar does not teach?
She does teach.
Oh, she does teach.
Yeah, she teaches younger men, so she'll take on a younger man as you're teaching. Yeah. So, yeah, I have been a cougar.
Ape calls for shots. And I must do what the crowd asked for.
Call for shots.
Yep. Gotta drink a shot. Okay.
The context of this is that Ninth Axis says, you guys all sound drunk, so in response to that, we're going to actually get drunk.
Yeah.
No, you haven't heard my drunk voice.
Another call for shots. Must do it. 3, 2, 1.
One.
You wouldn't like Box when he's sober.
Too many shots.
Don't worry.
And I don't drink very often, so this is special for me.
After late registration ends, we usually change the tide of the theme of the show.
Do we?
Yeah, we spice it up a little bit.
We sauce it up a little bit.
I might sing Language, actually. That's an American. She's American. I can't sing that.
Wait, so St. Patrick's Day is coming up, correct? Tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I've got a nice 12-year-old scotch going on over here. Cole.
Oh, what?
The Balvenie.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that's all the rage lately. Single malt scotches are becoming, like, super rare or something.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Single malt's going the way of the dinosaur. This is a double wood.
Double wood.
Yep.
Wow. I own a square foot of Lafroy.
Nice. What do you do with it? You put your name there?
Yeah, I put my foot there. Claimed it. I spent my honeymoon in Scotland. We went around the distilleries and around the islands. And Lafroy is one of my favorites. Anyway.
I'd like to play the whole course.
There might be shortage of whiskey for you Americans, but there's no shortage of whiskey for us over here. We've got the Irish and the Scottish.
I like Scotch better than Irish whiskey.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
And it's diabetic friendly Scotch. Isn't it? Yes.
That is very good for me.
If you're diabetic, you can drink scotch because there's like zero sugar in it.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Ben & Jerry's sale at Price Chopper for the longest time. It has to be 2.5 weeks. And I just can't resist buying Ben & Jerry's if it's on sale. Maybe like 2-3 pints.
I'll be back in a minute.
Bucks, you're going to have love handles soon.
I'm going to go sort of now.
I know. I've been exercising. I'm going to be a diabetic probably any day now. So, move to Scotch. My grandfather was a Johnny Walker man. Nothing but Johnny Walker. And I kind of got into the Johnny Walker.
If you're going to go to Scotch, I highly recommend this Balvenie Double Wood 12-year-old. Very good.
At the restaurant I work at.
Not bad, but the bottom end stuff is.
Yeah. No, I have always loved Jameson too, but I know it's Irish whiskey.
It's going to be an Irish whiskey day tomorrow. Is that it? Irish whiskey and Guinness?
Just a beautiful rainbow palette of alcohols, and it's nice enjoying them all once in a while. Except for the crappy ones.
Well, you got me started on that green stuff. What was it? Chartreuse.
Chartreuse, yeah.
Oh, God. It took forever to go through that bottle.
That's how it's supposed to be.
I am never. That was the bottle that I drank when I passed out on the show.
You drank an entire bottle of it in one day.
Oh, my God. It was. I drank 80% of it. And same difference, whatever. Yeah. Oh, my God. The next day was so horrible. And I cannot put that near my nose or mouth ever again.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
What happens when you abuse something good?
You broke the box.
Oh, God. I had to work the next day.
It's the only time you dropped the bottle and it didn't break. I was proud of you.
Yes, on the fish fry, I've broken a few mugs and bottles, which is no surprise to anybody that knows me.
I've still got a little less than a half a bottle of absinthe. It takes me forever to go through that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I love absinthe.
Yeah.
All right, dude, it's settled. We're getting some kind of green liquid or another tomorrow and drinking it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go have a corned beef dinner.
I'm going to grab a six-pack of Guinness. Six-pack of Guinness is all I'm going for.
I'm actually really get some Guinness, too. It's good.
I didn't even know. I did know, but I just completely forgot. St. Patrick's tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a good reminder. I was kind of curious. I was going to ask Clyde if she celebrated or what she did. She's missing right now. I'm taking a break still.
Oh, man. FAQ dumbass drank, what, a quart of vodka today, and he's still not drunk?
That's Catmaster.
That boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's seriously, you might want to think about not drinking at all, bub. That's just a waste of money at that point.
He says he has to, from his bed to his couch, he has to swim through a bottle or a sea of bottles, empty bottles of vodka.
I believe it.
Yeah.
There she is.
Here I am. I was just going to say about chimneys, and it was funny you were saying about alcohol. But when I have alcohol, I smoke more. And when I have alcohol, I smoke more. I don't sing so well. So I was just picking my favourite song to sing that's kind of Celtic. And it's all about Eve, Martha's Harbour. I can't sing it. I can't sing it in this state. Oh. See? So alcohol is bad, kids. Don't do it, kids. You won't be able to sing properly, kids. I could probably sing a Marlene Dietrich one, though.
I don't know what you're talking about, but go for it.
Ha ha ha. I'm not going for it. I'm not going for anything. Oh, it was all in. Chips were down. Kicked when I was down.
Oh, Caleb. When I was in college, I was in an acting and directing class, and for my final, I had to direct a play that was basically a poem by Yeats.
Beautiful.
And it was At the Hawkswell. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, no, I'm not.
It's a wonderful poem, and it's all about lost innocence and you want to go back to being young again, that kind of thing.
Oh, beautiful.
And okay, we did it in Kabuki style.
Kabuki style.
It was so cool. And we had special effects with glitter and lights and all kinds beautiful. Of crap. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds it.
But familiarize yourself with the poem, though. It's a wonderful poem.
Okay. All right, because I've got a book of Yeats's. I wrote a poem the other day. I'll read it to you if you want.
Sure, read it.
All right. So my birthday, which I think... Oh, no, I was in the hospital. I celebrated my birthday in the hospital. So my birthday is the only command in the calendar, and it's March 4th.
Happy birthday.
It was a happy birthday despite being in the hospital, because I did find some real joy in there. Anyway. Sorry, I normally do some breath exercises. Like I said, my breath is very important. And alcohol, I have a slight allergy to it. Most people do. It's actually poisonous in the body. So alcohol affects my sinuses. So my breathing's not so great either. Anyhow, here we go. So March 4th was the command, and I was thrust into the hell of man and woman born over and over, teased, cajoled, and tortured by Satan. And staffs made rotten by ill will and hatred of life's lost loves. Shame heaped upon guilt, piled on anger, fueled by pain, stoking the eternal fires of Maya, cycles suffering needlessly. True Gaia spins, potentials, endless beauty, rhythmical, lyrical, majestic, eternal, lovely. Not finished yet, but that was it. So I wrote that the other day.
You are talented.
Am I? Why, thank you.
That was very nice, yes.
And it's not complete, but I'm, yeah.
A question occurred to me.
Okay.
About poetry in general.
Mm-hmm.
Is it meant to be read or listened to?
Both. Because you can't do one without it. If you read, well, I mean, that's so zen. Because that's just like, if a tree falls down in a forest, who hears it? Well, the rabbits do. Do you know what I mean? It's just, and if somebody's reading their poetry, then the vibrations are echoing. I mean, that's how I came to be who I am because of my understanding of geometry and quantum physics, is that we are vibrations. So if a poem is read, and what is a poem after all, but somebody's internal self made manifest. So a poem, if it's read, sets off vibrations. You are making external what is internal. And that's life. That's what life is. So poems are everything. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our loves, our passions are everything. And so is all the shit and shinola that goes with it. And it's a constant churning. You learn that when you're a gardener as well.
Oh, yeah. Did I ask you about that? You said you were a...
permaculturalist.
Yeah. Explain that for me, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind explaining anything. So I might just have to have a sip of my wine and compose myself. I get quite moved, you see. And I'm having a coughing fit as well, and I'm speaking, so my mouth's getting a bit dry, and I'm glugging on wine, which also makes my mouth even drier. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're on a losing fucking streak here, aren't we, people?
Feedback loops.
Let me have a glug of my wine while I sort myself out. There we go. So, permaculture, the wonderful Jeff Lawton and Bill Mollison, Bill was, what was that picture? Schellberger was a forester. Anyway, he was a land, Range Rover land forestry, and he was just watching how nature did. And permaculture is basically a design system of how we grow, how we live, how we think even, in symbiosis with nature. So, for instance, Nature grows in layers. And you don't plant something, rip it up, till the soil. Everything is layered upon layer upon layer. So everything falls to the ground. The ground's covered. It holds the water. Everything, that a certain insect will come, pollinate, which will feed a certain mammal, etc. Everything works in symbiosis. So that's what permaculture is. And it works socially. It can work for a transport system, it can work for growing our food, how we organize ourselves, our care systems, our hospitals. So it's ways of mimicking how nature works. And so we should work the same, because that's what we are, we're part of nature. So yeah, so we plant stuff and we love it. It grows some marrows.
And radishes.
We like radishes. We do.
Lost Collide, I think.
Yeah, she's in the background somewhere.
She's there. Glitch went out. I didn't see how. But we're down.
Oh, yeah, he did. It was
four tables. Go ahead.
Were you at the table, Bunks?
Yeah, Ignorant was the player.
Ignorant took me out. No, I beat Ignorant.
No, Odin took me out.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Ignorant took most of my stack, but Odin took me out. Like, yeah. I said, don't worry about it. I'm writing it down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're still alive today.
I just killed my career as a fact checker. I didn't have to begin with, but I'm sure if I apply anywhere, they'll hear this and see, Bunks fucked that up. And they sent the chips to Ignorant. If they, stopped listening.
Oh, damn sciences.
Do you guys celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Oh yeah, that's right.
My granddad was called Patrick. They came over from Ireland in the 1850s, and they went just outside London.
Is it a drinking day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guinness, lots of Guinness.
Yeah, is everything green, too?
Yeah, everything's green.
Same deal.
Beautiful. Everything's always green in Ireland. And it's always green here as well. So where I live is so beautiful. It's like stepping back in time. The Isle of Wight, it nestles just between the bottom southest point of England and the northernmost point of France. So it's a little island. in the channel. And literally, it really is like stepping back in time when you go on the island, apart from the cars and everything. The shops and the way that it's farmed and the thatched cottages, and it's really, really beautiful. And it's our island. PokerStars got the Isle of Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that the other day.
Yeah, yeah. So all these places that we're taking back, the Isle of Wight, it's only 26 miles across.
Yeah.
So I live on a really little island. It's only 26 miles across. I don't know how many it is wide. And it's mainly that there's little, obviously it's mainly fishing and sea coastal little towns. And then in the heart of it, it's all agricultural land with beautiful little villages dotted in it. So it's really quite something. And on the south end of it and on the west side of it, there's loads of dinosaur fossils found because it's part of the Jurassic Coast, same as places on the south coast of England. There's full of dinosaur bones as well. I'll have to show you on Google Map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can provide that for us. We can post it right on the Twitch page or in the troll box.
Yeah, I'll do that. Should I do it now? Maybe I won't do it. When does this go out? Post it in about 40 seconds. That was a direct instruction. I haven't even bloody found it yet. Christ almighty. Right. Google Earth. All right, this is where I live, so let's go there.
Yeah, I had to say it, but Bonk might win this tournament.
Catmaster just wished upon a star that Doyle Brunson was his grandpa. And I just think that Doyle Brunson is all our grandpa.
Yeah.
You mentioned Gaia before, right?
I did.
In your poem?
Yeah. So we're the Gaia tribe.
The Gaian idea.
Oh, okay. That's the feminine aspect of the earth. Quite some time, it's been mainly male dominated. And I don't mean any disrespect to any of the male of the species or any male deities either. Most of the goddess cultures died out 2000. I mean, they've never died out, but it's been predominantly male, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So Gaia's the living earth, same kind of thing that I was talking about, the quantum physics. This is a living, breathing organism. And creativity, well, we, the female of the species, we give birth. We're the earthers and the nurturers and the tenderers. So we give birth. So the earth is feminine. The sky is father sky. So that's how I view Gaia. It's a feminine aspect of the yin yang, the planet, the universe. So that's Gaia. I belong to the Gaia tribe.
I'm honorary member in a bear clan.
I'm an honorary wolf member, and I have a Native American name.
Yeah, and all that, yeah.
Is it safe to say Box has read about you then, Kissa?
Yeah.
Yuck. Yuck.
I've got to download Google Earth. I'm never going to do it in 40 seconds.
So we got about 6 minutes till the break.
Have we?
Should we wrap one up then? Down to four players. See, next week, we have a guest lined up for next week, I believe. Box, no? Maybe not yet.
There's a couple people.
I'm all in here, folks.
Potentially, you know.
He's all in.
I'm all in.
This is all in.
And I'm out.
Hey.
Fuzz tone got me.
Fuzz tone,
yeah. You don't know fuzz tone?
No, I don't.
I like a nice fuzzy tone.
I believe he's from Croydon. He's been dancing in the streets.
Excellent.
Don't forget to do your pools for tomorrow, too. It's the first day of... That's why I forgot it was St. Patrick's Day, because I was focused on college basketball. That starts tomorrow. Do your brackets.
Yes.
And Big Ryan has a bracket pool, an SWC bracket pool, if you want to join. Just saying. I'm in it. I'm dead money.
Is he a special guest next week? Big Ryan.
He might be. We could have. I've been talking to Big Ryan. We could have Dr. Bierman.
Dr. Bierman, yeah, he's definitely coming on.
We got options. Let's book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano.
Box, I wonder if you had time for another shot.
Yeah, sure. I have a bottle of Stoli.
I just want to make sure you have enough to belt out your poem.
Oh. Well, I mean, if Bierman's going to be on the show. Time. At some point, I think I should serenade it to him.
Yeah.
Right, so next week's special.
I mean, we can't forget that I'm a horrible singer, too.
Oh, and stop it.
I would love to figure out how to get...
Bullshit.
The thing here... Oh, yeah, sorry, the C word, can't. I sing this Beer Man song to the tune of David Bowie's Starman.
I know, I've heard
which
some
was,
of it.
I heard in the movie The Martian and just like absolutely grew to love it. And I wrote this Beer Man song, which is about his favorite porn genre.
Right.
And I'm not drunk enough. Stoli considered, I'm not drunk enough to sing it. I need to have the background music playing, and I haven't figured out how to do that yet because I'm lazy. Because I'm lazy.
That's I was wanting to do as well. I'm just trying to eat something.
Sorry. Glitch says he'll record something so you can have it.
We'll
get something figured out.
Yeah. I can pre-record it. You know,
we'll figure it out.
I'll listen to myself, I guess.
I'm buying a mic this week. I've heard the troll box going crazy about it. I'm putting it on my purse account right now.
Something I wanted to discuss, the affiliate program. How does that work?
Email affiliates at swcpoker.eu if you're interested in the affiliate program. Talk to them.
Okay.
Beer Man is working on the Metro Man song.
I'll let him know you're writing.
Just perfect.
We have a host of different songs.
Yeah, Beer Man's gonna come on next week and sing his Metro Man song,
or maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll see if he celebrates. Maybe we can do a special Beer Man show.
Yeah, Beer Man St. Patrick's Day show. How about that?
An ape rust broke neck. Nice hands.
Is Broke Neck the chip leader now?
Can't be bad players.
Broke Neck is out.
Oh my god.
I got caught with the 4-8 offsuit.
Am I going to win the pool?
Oh, you have potential. No, not your basketball pool, but you mean to last longer for poker?
Oh, absolutely not. Basketball. I'm dead money.
Kiss it. Why don't you tell us why you're sore?
I played 18 holes of golf today.
Nice. How was that weather out there?
It was nice during the afternoon, and then when it got towards evening, it started getting cold. It even rained on us. So beyond all of the movement that got me sore from – normally I just sit here in front of my PC, and that's it. So getting out and walking around, swinging a club makes my back sore, and the cold and the wet didn't help. And it was an hour drive to get there and an hour drive to get home, too.
Did you say the Concord? You played at the Concord?
No, I played at the stadium in Schenectady.
Oh, okay.
Which used to be an old baseball stadium. And it's now a really, really well-maintained golf course.
I fucking love golf so much.
I suck at it, and I managed to par 3 holes today. So I had a good day.
A par feels so good.
Yep. I absolutely suck at it.
I absolutely hate playing games that I'm bad at. Oh, I don't golf.
Oh, it's the worst fun you can ever have.
Yeah. Oh my god, I drink so much too. It's so much fun for everybody else watching me golf.
All right, the tournament's on break. There's one bounty left, and it's like the final boss because his stack is huge.
We thank everybody for coming on the show. We thank our guest, Collide.
Really appreciate it, guys. Kind of
Very much appreciated, you sexy jaguar, you.
We're going to wrap up the radio broadcast.
Thank you very much. It's a joy to be here.
I look forward to seeing everybody next week.
The party's not over. You can come talk to the radio personalities in that the Discord chat.
We are famous.
After the show, yes. And come get Bonk's autograph and possibly adopt a Bonk.
Yeah. Adopt me.
All right.
And peace, good night. Guys.
Peace out.